The confession you're about to hear is an actual recording.
Go ahead, please.
I make this confession of my own free will because it is true. There has not been any force or violence used upon my person to induce me to make these statements. Without promise of immunity or reward or gratuity, I confess.
You understand, of course, that your statement will be made public through the radio program Confession.
I do.
And that your name for the purpose of this broadcast will be Doris Kane.
Yes.
For what comfort you may find in so doing, you will now be allowed to tell your story. If there is comfort for your listeners, it must lie in the fact that you've been apprehended. You understand all this?
Yes, sir, I understand. In the hope that someone somewhere may benefit from my mistakes, I confess.
Listening to Confession. The case history of the woman referred to as Doris Kane is a matter of documented record. You will hear the story of her crime experience as told in her own words.
Doris Kane, please state your age.
I'm 15 years old.
And you're pregnant?
Yes, I expect my baby in 3 months.
Now go ahead with your story.
Well, I knew Jimmy was dead. Even before they told me, I knew he was dead. And I...
Suppose you try to tell it from the beginning. You lived in Cleveland?
I ran away.
But your home was there.
Yes, my mother still lives there. I lived with her.
And your father?
My father and her are separated.
What does your mother do for a living?
She sews. She does sewing.
Why did you leave home?
I don't know. Maybe. I guess because she was always treating me like a kid.
Doris? Is that you, Doris?
Mm-hmm.
You know what time it is.
Yeah?
12 o'clock.
I know.
Bumming around till midnight. Where were you?
Out.
Out. Where?
With some friends.
Friends like Jimmy, I suppose.
Oh, you just don't like
you
him.
You spend that money I gave you?
I still got it.
Who bought for you this evening?
Nobody.
Listen here, when I ask you a question, I want answers. Who bought for you?
Nobody. I'm going to bed.
You come back here.
What do you want?
You was out with Jimmy, wasn't you?
Oh, right, I was out with Jimmy.
Don't you give me them talking back answers.
Mom.
Where did you go?
We went bowling.
Bowling? Jimmy bought you liquor, didn't he?
I didn't have any liquor.
Don't lie to me. I could smell it when you come in. He bought you liquor, a kid like you.
I'm not a kid.
Oh, I can't do anything with you. I give up. I've done all I can. You're just no good.
It was like she said I was no good. Jimmy was at the bowling alley. He wanted me to meet him there after they closed up at 2 o'clock. To say goodbye, he said, because he was going away and I might never see him again. Then I got a crazy idea. Maybe I could go with him. I put my clothes in a box and sneaked out the back way. Jimmy was glad to see me. That was one thing about Jimmy. Always glad to see me.
Dory, I thought you weren't coming.
I wasn't.
Your mom, huh?
You know how she is.
I'd have gone crazy if you hadn't come back to say goodbye.
You never did tell me where you were going.
Well, we don't really know ourselves, just west.
I thought you were going alone.
With Frankie. You know, my partner. What's in the box?
Clothes.
What for?
I'm running away.
From home? Gee, things must be rough.
Yeah. Jimmy, take me along.
Take you along? With us?
Please, Jimmy, I won't be any trouble. Honest, I won't.
Gee, I don't know.
Please, Jimmy. Please.
But we might not come back.
I don't care.
Maybe we'll never come back.
Please.
Well, maybe. Okay, why not?
Thanks, Jimmy.
Sure, come on.
We went across town to the Congress Hotel, I think it was. Jimmy said he had to meet Frankie there. He waited out on the sidewalk. And then about a half an hour, a car pulled up in front of the hotel. Jimmy opened the door for me.
All right, hop in, Dory.
All right.
I'll put your stuff in the back. Doris, this is Frank, my partner.
Hello.
You didn't say anything about bringing a girl along.
We just arranged it.
I said the two of it.
If you don't like it, let us out at the next corner.
Oh, take it easy. Don't get blisters. It's just that you didn't say anything.
Forget it, will you?
Sure. Sure, if you say she's okay, only she looks kind of young. How old are you?
14.
Your mother know what you're doing?
No.
What'll she do when she finds out?
Nobody can make me go back if I don't want to.
Well, let's not talk about it. We'll decide later. Come here, honey. Comfortable?
Frank drove fast. Jimmy put his arm around me. I felt warm inside. After a while, I fell asleep. When I woke up, it was daylight. Jimmy was sleeping. We were somewhere out in the country. Frankie didn't seem sleepy at all. He just kept driving. When Jimmy woke up about an hour later, we stopped at a little gas station. It was just this gas station, no other buildings around.
How's it look to you, Jimmy?
Fine.
It's pretty out of the way. There's no other customers.
No waiting.
That's just what I was thinking. Yeah, I'll be right back.
It's sure dead out here.
Yeah.
Frank must be tired.
Frank never gets tired, as long as he can get a fix.
He's gone inside the station.
Yeah. You know something?
What?
You're pretty.
What did you mean before about Frankie?
Hmm?
About not getting tired, as long as he can get a fix.
H. You know, heroin. He's hooked on the stuff.
Oh.
No kidding, Dora. You're real pretty.
Say.
Yeah?
Where's Frank? What's keeping Frank?
I don't know. Oh, Dory. I love you, Dory.
Jimmy.
You love me?
Yes. Yes, I do, Jimmy.
Hey, I got a great idea.
What?
Why don't we get married?
Married?
Why not? Listen, honey. Frank's got something big lined up. Real big. He's taking me in with him. We'll have plenty of money. We'll get an apartment in San Francisco, maybe. How does that sound, honey?
Jimmy, it sounds wonderful.
Oh, honey.
Here comes Frank.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's get rolling.
You didn't get any gas.
No.
How was it, Frank?
Not bad, not good. 50. That's all he had.
50? That's okay.
Jimmy, what is it? Jimmy, what happened? Something happened.
Take it easy, Dory. Everything's all right.
You see anybody in the back?
Just a second. Nope, all clear.
Okay. Now, this ought to hold us for a while.
Jimmy!
Hey, Frank. Guess what?
Huh?
Dory and me, we're going to get married.
Married? You're both kind of young for that.
We'll tell them we're older. We'll make ourselves look older. You can give the bride away.
I'm kidding. Married, huh? Here comes the bride, big, fat, and wide.
Da, 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 da.
We got the license. Then we stopped at a country judge's place and got married. Frank was the witness. By that time, it was getting towards evening. Frank was going to try to connect for some H. He said he was running out of caps. He drove Jimmy and me to a motel. It wasn't much of a honeymoon, I guess, but I was Jimmy's wife, and I didn't care where we stayed as long as we were together. You know. Wonder where they're going.
Out west, too, maybe. Happy, honey?
Jimmy, it's wonderful.
Old married people, huh?
Yeah. Jimmy, what happened?
What happened when?
At the gas station. The money Frank gave us, he got at the gas station, didn't he?
So what?
But a holdup.
He did it. We didn't do it. He did it.
I'm scared.
Dory, you mad at me?
No, I'm not mad. But Frank, he's a real dope addict, isn't he?
Yeah, he's hooked bad. If he don't score, he goes crazy.
Are you, Jimmy?
What?
Hooked.
Me hooked? Of course not.
Do you use it?
Maybe a joy pop once in a while, just for kicks. But I haven't got a habit, if that's what you mean. Just now and then.
Who's that?
Frank, probably.
I'll get it.
No, you wait here. Yes?
State police. You Mr. Kane?
Yeah, that's me.
A partner and I'd like to see you outside.
What for?
There's a gas station held up about 75 miles east of here. We're checking all late arrivals.
Hold up? I didn't have anything to do with a hold up.
Officer?
Hmm?
Officer, he didn't have anything to do with any holdup.
Stay out of this, Doris.
Well, we just got married, see? Here's our marriage license. He's in with me all day.
Let me see that. Just got married today, huh? Wow. Congratulations. Here you are.
Thanks.
Oh, say.
Yeah?
How old are you?
21.
Yeah. Yeah, the man they described was much older. No? Good luck, kid.
Thanks.
Oh, Jimmy! I was part of it now. I'd lied for him. The next morning, Frank picked us up. His eyes looked funny, like he was doped or something. He said he'd found a mule. You know, someone who sells heroin. We told him about the state police, and he got mad. We went about 50 miles, and then Frank pulled up at another gas station. I was scared. Jimmy kept telling me to take it easy. Frank got out of the car and left Jimmy and me sitting there. We didn't say anything. We just sat there. We just sat there waiting.
No!
Quiet. Frank?
All clear?
Yeah, all clear. Frank?
Yeah?
Did you have to kill him?
I don't like witnesses.
But you didn't have to kill him, did you?
I don't like cops on my neck.
Why did you have to kill him?
Because I had to, that's why. Now shut up.
You are listening to Confession. Before continuing with the documented record of the woman referred to as Doris Kane, the National Broadcasting Company is honored to present Mr. Richard A. McGee, Director of Corrections, Department of Corrections, State of California.
We in correctional work know the dangers that exist in exposing young people to evil influence. In tonight's case, three stages of crime are apparent. A narcotic addict who is already a hardened criminal. The younger user, who is well on the road to becoming both addict and criminal, and the adolescent girl just exposed to evil influence. Without proper guidance and parental control, she too is destined for disaster. If you expect to help your own children keep out of trouble, know where they go and whom they are with. Most of all, let them know they are loved and respected by you. A child who feels rejected in the home will turn to wrong companions for acceptance.
Thank you, Mr. McGee. Now to continue with Confession and the documented record of the woman referred to as Doris Kane.
We kept driving west. We'd stop in different places on the way, sometimes a week, sometimes only a couple of days. We changed cars lots of times. Frank got them off parking lots. He always changed the license plates, putting on cold plates, he said. We kept on the move. It was almost 3 months now. And I guess the only reason I didn't run out was because I was married to Jimmy. Someplace near Denver, I got sick on the road and we had to stop. After I was all right, we went on again. I was afraid of Frank. He kept using more and more narcotics.
Doris?
Yeah?
You okay now?
I'm okay.
From now on, you earn your way.
What?
I said from now on, she earns her way. No more dead weight.
Now, listen.
You heard me. And I want you coming in on the job with me.
Jimmy.
Be easier with both of us where it counts. Use her for a lookout.
Why does she have to get into this?
Because she's here and we're feeding her, that's why.
Listen.
Now, you listen, Buster. After we hit the big job in Frisco, you're on your own. I don't care what you do. You take your cut and scram, but until then, I'm the boy.
I'm not going to do it.
It's just till we get to Frisco, honey.
I'm not going to do it.
I'll be depending on you, honey. You don't want me killed, do you?
Why can't you quit, Jimmy? What if they catch us?
That'll be up to you. Right, Frank?
That's right, Doris. It's up to you.
After that, I was the lookout. I don't remember how many holdups there were. It was all like a dream. When we got to San Francisco, we got a room in Richmond. That's across the bay. And Frank got a place in town. Frank had plans for this big job. That's what he called it, the big job. He didn't tell me any of the details. He didn't want me along on this one. For the first time, Jimmy was carrying a gun. I tried to talk to him before he left. Funny, you remember silly things. I remember the landlady was vacuuming in the hallway outside.
Listen, honey.
Don't do it, Jimmy, please.
This is the last one, honey, the last one. After this, we don't have to worry anymore.
I can't help worrying. Oh, Jimmy, everything. Everything.
What do you mean, everything?
Are you hooked now, Jimmy? Did Frankie hook you on the stuff so you can't do without it?
I use a little. Sure I use, you know that. So what? Let's not talk about it, you hear?
Please, Jimmy. Please don't go today.
It's all set, honey. Now listen to me.
What if something goes wrong?
Nothing's going wrong. Now listen to me, will you? It's 3 o'clock. Frank will get back here at 5 with the money. Are you listening?
I'm listening.
Okay. Frank and I are going to have to separate. I'll take the bus back here. It'll take longer, but it'll be safer. You'll be all packed and ready to go.
I don't like it, Jimmy.
The last job, honey. After that, we go south to where it's warm and find a place to settle down. After that, no more.
Be careful. Please be careful.
Now, don't worry. Everything's going to be fine. Goodbye, honey.
Jimmy. I didn't have a radio or a newspaper or anything. I just sat there and waited. Then I began to feel sick, sicker than I ever felt before. I thought it was because I was nervous or something. I went out and saw the landlady, and she told me to lay down, and she went for a doctor. The doctor came and gave me something and went away. After 6 o'clock, Jimmy came in. He was all out of breath. I was so glad to see him, I cried.
Hi, honey.
Jimmy!
No, honey, take it easy, honey. There's nothing to cry about. Everything was perfect, not a hitch.
Oh, I thought I'd never see you again.
Don't be silly. They can't hurt me. Where's Frank?
Oh, he's not here.
Not here? Well, I took the bus. He had the car. He should have been here long ago. Hey, maybe they picked him up.
You think they did?
Otherwise, he'd be here. Oh, boy, I hope not. I told him I should have taken part of the money. We haven't got any dough.
Jimmy.
Yeah?
Remember? I felt sick that time. Well, I got sick again. I had to have a doctor.
When?
While you were gone just now.
What was the trouble?
The doctor was here. He says I'm going to have a baby.
What?
That's what he said.
Honey.
Jimmy, what are we going to do?
A baby.
What are we going to do?
That's wonderful. When Frank gets here, we'll have a big celebration. That's what we're going to do. We'll celebrate all the way down to L.A. I wonder where he is. Frank's too smart for the cops. They never got him.
Did they see you?
I don't know. All I know is we can't stay here.
What about Frank? He's got the money. He's got the car.
I'll tell you what. We'll wait here till morning. Then I'll go down and get a paper. The paper will tell us whether they got him.
Jimmy, I'm scared.
Don't worry, honey. Frank will be here. He's too smart for those dumb cops. He'll be here. Only, I'm getting the shakes. I sure could use a fix.
We didn't go to sleep. Jimmy took a fix and kept pacing the floor all night. I knew now that Jimmy was an addict, too. I got sick again. Finally, when the morning papers came out, Jimmy went down and got one. When he came back, his face was white.
How do you like that? How do you like that?
What's the matter?
Here it is, right here in the paper. But there's nothing about anybody getting caught. It says they got away. How do you like that? We've been left high and dry.
He's got all the money?
Every penny of it. He ditched us. He took the car and all the money, and he ditched us.
Jimmy, we got to get out of here.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to. No car, no money. You going to have a baby?
We'll be all right, Jimmy.
Sure. Sure, we'll be all right. We'll clean up, honey. You and me. Who needs Frank anyhow? Only, without him, where can I connect for some stuff? And, Dory, I got to have it now. I got to have it.
I packed our bag and we left. We were pretty lucky. We hitched a ride out of town and then we got another ride. It was a small truck. The man was going all the way to Los Angeles. We rode a couple of hours and then I got to feeling sick again.
What's the matter, honey?
I don't feel well.
But you needed some coffee. If I didn't have my three cups in the morning, I wouldn't be fit to go out the door. That's what it means to me. My wife,
mister.
Said... Yeah?
This is a gun in my pocket.
What?
Don't get excited. Just turn down that side road.
Hey, what is this?
Don't talk. Just do as I say. This might go off.
Okay, take it easy.
That's fine. Now stop. Hand your wallet over here.
Oh, wait a minute. Now, I got all my identification in there. Take the money, but for Pete's sake...
The wallet, I said. Now, get out.
This is plain stupid of you, buddy.
Get out. Walk around in front of the truck.
Where are you going, Jimmy?
Wait here. And hold this. Okay, mister. Turn around.
What are you going to do?
Just this. Okay, honey.
Jimmy. Jimmy, you killed him.
He'll be okay. I just clocked him on the head. Gives us more time.
You shouldn't have done that, Jimmy.
Look in the wallet. How much is there in it?
You shouldn't have done...
Come on, come on. How much is there?
Let's see. $20. Just one $20 bill.
$20? That's not bad. When we get to Merced, I'll make a connection and get a couple of caps. We'll ditch the truck, and we'll swipe a car someplace and pull a job that'll keep us a while.
Please, Jimmy, no more.
Are you crazy? We gotta have money. I gotta have it right away.
I'll get a job, Jimmy.
The cop's right behind us, and you're gonna get a job. Don't talk silly, honey. Our luck's hot. Besides, I know how to pull him now.
Maybe you killed him.
No,
Jimmy, we...
No. I didn't hit him that hard. Just hard enough to make him sleepy. I didn't kill him.
Maybe you did. Jimmy, what are we gonna do?
I told you.
I can't take it anymore. Running away. Always running away, and now you hooked. You hooked.
What's the matter with you?
Nothing. Only I...
You scared of something?
Yes, I'm scared. But not for myself. I'm scared for you.
If you don't like the setup, why don't you just pull out? Go ahead. Grab the first bus back home to Mama, why don't you?
Don't talk like that, Jimmy. I don't mean...
Hey.
What?
Frank. He doesn't know it, but he did me a real favor. Just when we needed a break. Good old Frank.
What is it, Jimmy?
I just happened to remember. A couple of weeks ago, Frank was telling me about a place. Drugstore in Fresno. That's real close to here. A pushover, he says. They'll probably have a big narco supply, too. We'll break it tonight, you and me.
I can't, Jimmy. They'll get us. I just can't.
Quit saying you can't. Now be quiet. I gotta think.
I tried to talk him out of it, but he only got madder. We ditched the truck in Merced, then Jimmy used up his last cap. About 9 o'clock that night, we got a ride into Fresno. We got something to eat. Then we went into a parking lot, took a black sedan, and got out of there fast. Then we drove out to the place. It was closed. Jimmy was like a crazy man. He knew there was narcotics inside the store. I kept the motor running, and Jimmy went up to the front door. My heart was pounding harder than it ever did before. Jimmy kicked in the plate glass in the door and went inside. A bell started clanging. It was a burglar alarm. Then I saw the patrol car swing into the alley alongside the store, and I started flashing the lights and honking the horn. I could see Jimmy through the window. He ducked behind a showcase. One of the police was running toward the back of the building. The other ran in the front door. I ran in after him. Remember, I was screaming, "Jimmy, Jimmy," trying to be heard over the burglar alarm. And then the shots.
Jimmy! Jimmy!
Come on with your hands up!
Come and get me!
Jimmy!
Doris, get out of here! You want to get yourself killed?
Jimmy!
Off with your hands up!
Look down, Doris! You're in my way! Doris, get out of here!
Don't shoot, Jimmy!
Get out of the way! How do you like that, Topper?
Jimmy!
Okay, Annalee, I think we got him. Hey, lady, you hurt?
Jimmy.
Come on, get up. Get up now.
You killed him.
Almost got you, too. What was the idea of running right in the line of fire?
Jimmy. What am I going to do? What am I going to do?
You're coming with us.
Baby.
What baby?
He was my husband. I'm going to have a baby.
Baby? Let's have a look at you. Boy, you're just... You kid. There wasn't a dollar in that cash register. Somebody tried to break in last night. We picked him up.
Last night? Frank?
Yeah, that's his name. Frank Leonard. You know him?
Frank. Oh. Sure, I know him. Oh, he's the one you should have killed.
You have just heard an actual confession. This case history of the woman referred to as Doris Keene is a matter of documented record. To protect the legal rights of this girl, names and places were changed or deleted. Technical advice for confession comes from the Office of the Director of Corrections, Department of Corrections, State of California. In a moment, you will again hear Doris Keene.
Doris Keene was arrested in Merced County, State of California, and tried under Section 700, sub MWIC. James R. Kane's body was claimed by his parents and returned to Cleveland for burial. Frank O. Leonard was extradited to Ohio to stand trial for murder, and the state of California has holds on him for grand theft auto, robbery, and burglary. Now, Doris Keene.
I made this broadcast in the hope that someone somewhere may benefit from our mistakes. My husband, Jimmy, was only 18 when he died. Frank's 23, and you might say his life's over, too. A lot of boys and girls are following in our footsteps and don't know it. I'm a ward of the Juvenile Court of Merced County at the El Retiro State School for Girls. I'll be a ward of the court until I'm 21. Because of my age, my baby will not have to be born in a prison, and I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful, too, that I escaped becoming a drug addict. I guess I'm most thankful of all for that because I've seen what it does to you. Can I?
Of course.
Night, Mom.
This has been Confession, transcribed statements of actual crimes. These true tragedies are brought to you each week as an NBC Radio Network production in an effort to stem the nation's forward march of crime. Credit for this broadcast goes to our cast: Paul Fries, Joyce McCluskey, Virginia Gregg, Sam Edwards, Stacey Harris, Marvin Miller. Script supervision, Warren Lewis. Music, Michael Samogi. Direction, Homer Canfield. John Wall speaking. Confession, a Canfield Lewis creation, came to you from California.
Tonight, it's Adventure with Barry Craig on NBC.